This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Join now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You are listening to Transpositions. My name is Michelle with my co-host, Megan.
Hello. How are we all tonight?
You're slowly getting better there.
I'm slowly getting my voice back. Actually, I was going to tell you a bit of a story. Last night, I actually managed to go to the premiere of The Danish Girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And look, James and Jed, Jed's the president here at Joy, yeah. they sort of said, oh, Megs, can you speak a couple of words? So they gave me this microphone and I'm trying to speak into this microphone in front of like 400 people. I'm like, oh, I can't.
I'm not an animal.
I'm not an animal.
Yeah, oh, God.
So how are we, guys? Hey, look, we're so happy to be back again. I'm sunburnt.
I know, we're both. You got so much more cooked than I did.
Yeah, look, you know, we went to Midsummer Carnival the other day and we had an amazing time. It was totally awesome.
Yeah, it was great to go and meet and greet everybody, all the different listeners of the show and all the different listeners here at Joy as well, and see all the different people who signed up for as new members as part of Joy as well, which was fantastic to see.
I had a really good time meeting lots of you guys out there. So thank you so much for everyone
who came on
to Carnival. It was amazing. It was good to meet and see so many of you. And as well as that, we had a whole lot of photos of the day going onto the Joy Facebook page.
And we had a sweet little surprise, you and I.
We did. You know what? We're not going to talk about that just yet. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Hey, look, if you guys want to reach us, message us, or do whatever, this is how you go about doing it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or call us 1300 JOY 949.
Tell us all about your, if you went to Carnival, tell us all about your experience from the other day, as well as any other things you're going to be seeing throughout the Midsummer Festival. Or if you're even part of an act or anything that's going on or you want to promote anything, please just let us know. Send us an email, send us a SMS, and tell us all about it. Yeah,
absolutely. We want to know how you're spending your 94 days of summer. What are you doing? Are you going away? Are you on holidays somewhere? Are you laying on a nice beach somewhere?
Don't brag about it, please.
Yeah, don't brag about it. I have not been to the beach yet. I have not been to the beach in such a long time. It's not funny.
Even though you look like it.
Yes, I'm as red as a lobster right now, and I'm paying the pain for it. Hey, got a great track lined up for you, Michelle. What track is it? You're picking tonight's music.
I was having fun tonight. I was looking at different music that was out, and there's a lot of really good mashups I saw out on YouTube. One of my favorite ones is DJ Earworm. This one, I think, is the first one, is United States of Pop, talking about all the different pop songs of 2015. That one mash. It was really cool.
It was really cool. I actually listened to this earlier today, and I think it's pretty cool. I think it's neat. So we're going to listen to that now. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Transpositions.
That was so cool, Michelle.
That was really
cool. I'm so glad you picked that.
I know. That was such an awesome track.
That was an awesome track. I really loved that. So you actually, what, you scoured the internet trying to find something?
I was all over YouTube and just finding some new stuff.
Did you know that with YouTube, you're only three videos away from bizarredom?
Yeah, I know. I've done that once before.
It really is just nuts. Like, you know, YouTube is great. Like, you know, a lot of trans people survive on YouTube. And I know, like, YouTube was really important for myself.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
You know, if you're listening out there and YouTube was important for you, absolutely. You know, it's the best place to go to get lots of different resources and pieces of information.
Oh, people's different transition videos,
yeah,
and stuff.
Do you know what the thing which really got me is what's watching that? The timeline. So you watch,
oh, yeah,
people like before their transition and like 6 months, 12 months, 18, 24.
Even hours.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I actually haven't done one. I'm too
You haven't done one, have
I
you?
I haven't done one. I'm too scared. I don't know. But your ones are brilliant. I just like, they're so uplifting and motivating.
Yeah. The same thing was, I only did like, I've been doing like the 1 year and the 2 year thing and like, and not going crazy into like every month a new update or things like that. So, but yeah, some great tracks we saw out there. I was looking for some new mashups. It was just great fun. Mm. So we have some news.
We got some news. Well,
doing the news, or are we doing the...
Oh, I think we got a special announcement.
What's the announcement?
Guess who we met the other day?
Yeah, I know. Who did we meet?
Oh, God.
So Mingzi and I were hanging out in the booth, and...
You want to tell them all about it? Come on.
It's one of those, I'm going to start telling you, she's going to jump in. So we did this. No. So Ming was good friends with one of the managers of the...
Yeah, so like I'm really good friends with Tennille. And Tennille is, she's the Midsummer director. And she's a beautiful person. And I met up with her a little while ago. And I made a suggestion to her. I said, look, Tennille, you know, what Midsummer really needs is a really, really good trans voice to be there. And Tennille, I think she went away and had a bit of a think about it for a while. And she went and got Carlotta. Oh my God.
But what was so cool was that she came and got us and took us backstage, and we sat with Carlotta while she was having a drink, and we were just having a bit of a chit chat.
We had a bit of a chin wag, as you do. And Carlotta's just an amazing person. And, you know, she's so,
not even a diva. It was amazing.
She was just so down to earth.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God. She's amazing. And
so hopefully sometime soon in the future we can get her to come on the show.
Oh God, I'd love to. You know what, I think we'll have to sweet talk to Neil and see what she can do for us, and see if we can set up a time where we can have a chat with Carlotta. I think they'd be absolutely mad.
That would be absolutely,
yeah. So that's what,
so
that's
much
it.
Happening.
I know. So that she was really excited actually talking to us, and
yeah, she was actually excited to talk to us as we were to her. That was actually the fun part.
It was good.
We're nobodies. Like you know?
We're just hacks. Really, we are just absolutely hacks. So anyway,
okay.
So look, we've got some messages that we're going to play for you right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have some news, and then we'll talk about some Midsummer stuff and all those kinds of wonderful things. I can't talk.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Talk to you in a moment.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Transpositions. I am Michelle.
And I'm Megan Smith. Hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. That's an awesome track. I love playing it.
I love playing it too.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's just so repetitive, but it's such a good, catchy tune.
You know what? I'm going to Sundaylicious on Sunday. And I said to Mike Evans, he hosts Dex After Dark at 10 o'clock here at Joy 94.9. I said to Mike, I said, you so have to play this at Sundaylicious on Sunday night.
Well, I'll have my kids this week, so I won't be able to come to it this one. But I'll definitely come soon.
I've told Mike he has to play all his other tracks as well, which I'm not going to say, but he's going to play them for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for...
Is it time for the news?
Yes. It's time for the news.
I couldn't find the button on the computer.
All right. So these are basically the latest things that stood out to us when we did our latest...
I'm going to do our news music. Hang on.
Okay. That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the first one was the transgender women who were stoned by the migrant men in Germany after they tried to grope the pair. So, a group of men from North Africa have been arrested in Germany after two transgender women were stoned in the street. Three men attacked the women, who have been named Yasmin and Elisa, on Saturday near the main train station in Germany of Dortmund. They were said within seconds they were tossed around, and the men took stones from a gravel bed in the corner and just threw them at them. The men were 16 and 18 and told the police that the women must be stoned. Yasmin said it's the first time in 30 years that she felt unsafe as a trans woman, and that it was barbaric what they did, and they're just barbarians. The men actually propositioned the pair, but after realizing they were transgender women, they attacked them with stones. Yeah, and basically the men had tried grabbing their hair and breasts and just attacked them.
Yeah, look, that's so weird because I just don't get any of that at all because, you know, I'm not a religious person at all, but some people say that being trans is an abomination and those kinds of things, but I think people actually need to go and read exactly what abomination actually means and then go look at John 4:20.
Well, there was actually a separate incident just around the corner from there. It happened again, and from some other men, and saying that the women were there for sex. And they were there just basically grabbing them and groping them. And really, this is disgusting. It's not just about even... They didn't even know that they were trans women. They just saw them as women. And then to treat women in general this way is just inappropriate in general. It's just uncalled for.
And it's actually so sort of really scary that we live now and it's such a rape culture for men. It's just ridiculous.
No, really, you know, it's just... It's unreal. Okay, so the next one we have... Oh, now here we go. This is a good one. Nice positive one.
Good.
There's a pilot of an Aussie gay teen drama called Subject to Change, which launched on YouTube. The pilot episode of the LGBTI-centered high school drama, Subject to Change, has been released on YouTube, and it's Australia's first TV drama featuring same-sex attracted teens in the lead roles. The show is set in a fictional high school, which is in the first stages of entering the Safe Schools Coalition, and was filmed in Sydney featuring local Aussie actors, which is amazing. The show is independently produced, and the first season has been fully developed, but unfortunately the creators need funding to get it into production. So the team have actually started developing and supporting the web series to get the word out there. And they're hoping that some of the subscription services like Netflix, Stan, Presto actually get noticed and get the buzz of this. But there's actually some of the same people who did Puberty Blues, A Home and Away, that kind of stuff.
I love these kinds of shows because they're so important for really trying to get either a trans or gay narrative out there.
Yeah, so if anybody's really interested, just go to YouTube and type in Subject to Change, and you actually can see the pilot episode directly from there. I think I even shared it on my page and on the Transpositions page as well.
Good.
So anybody's listening to myself or following Megan or the show as well, definitely you'll see our posts from there. So,
yay!
I'm
going to give it a clap.
You're going to give it a clap? Okay, yeah, that's definitely a clap. here's a new one. Trans Sydney Pride is supporting Sydney's transgender community. This is a new support group, and it's giving trans women and trans men a space to gather, socialize, and connect within politics. Oh, without politics, not with politics.
Oh, yeah,
many people in the transgender community were taken by surprise just how much of a watershed year 2015 was for trans people. Never has so much been written about what it is to live as a trans life, and these stories have appeared in many of the world's most prestigious titles. So this group has basically gone crazy. The group is now has 280 members and is active with everyday members. They post some media articles, videos, personal stories. Actually, we should probably jump into this group and have a chat with them too.
I think we should. That sounds pretty cool.
Well, see, they had their Christmas party and saw like 80 members as well at this Christmas party. Like, this is unreal.
So you mean that we missed out on going to a Christmas party?
In Sydney, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No.
We can do a road trip to Sydney.
Road trip. That's
road
it.
Trip. I'm going to go to Mardi Gras this year. So I think we should drop in and say hello.
Are we
going to
do a road trip?
Oh, God, yeah. Let's do a road trip to Sydney.
That sounds awesome.
I think
awesome.
We should. Yeah, road trip.
Road trip.
Yay!
Anybody want to lend us a bus?
Hey, I don't have that much makeup. Thank you. I'm not that bad.
No, it'll be fine. We'll do our own little Priscilla from here to Sydney.
No.
Now, I guess this one really stood out to me because it's still kind of carrying on after us having a chat with Colada. Barry Humphries angered the transgender community. He has angered the community by saying people undergo gender reassignment surgery are merely mutilated men.
So he's really paraphrasing what Jermaine Greer said.
Yeah, pretty much. He's best known for playing Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello!
And yeah, exactly. And he was saying that Caitlyn Jenner was a publicity-seeking ratbag. Pot kettle black?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, look, isn't Barry sort of... Yeah.
And they're basically saying they just believe that they're just women who have just... have had themselves castrated, and then he agrees with Jermaine and says, "You're a mutilated man. That's all self mutilation. What's all this carry on? It's pretty sad.
It's kind of crazy.
It's very crazy.
Yep. I think I've said it before. I think really in this case, Barry Humphries is a has been. Yeah, if pretty that's, much. If that's what he's like, we're saying those things when he's got no idea. Look, you know, when I was talking to Carlotta the other day, she said that she really helped. She really worked with Barry when he was actually first exploring the idea of Dame Edna. And to have this, it's like, oh, is it a bit of a kick in the teeth, really, for us?
Yeah, it really is. So that's a bit of a, you know, definitely a yucky
well,
on that one.
Yeah, a bit of a thumbs down, unfortunately.
Yeah. The only other thing that really kind of stood out, and there's so many different articles, was around just the toilet issues in the U.S. I am absolutely, every other article, it is insane. One state has one rule, next state has another. It is just, it's potluck with what you get over there. It is just a mess.
Pardon the pun.
So, like, every other article that we saw in there was around the toilet issues in the U.S. Wasn't there another show we were talking about that's a pilot or something?
Oh, I don't know. It's just craziness. I don't know. Americans are so... No disrespect, Michelle, but...
They're nuts.
They're so weird.
No, most of them are.
I just don't get it because, really, you just go to the toilet to do your business and that's it. And I don't know. What, people sort of scared that someone's going to peep?
What was that one by the new show on YouTube that's coming out with Jen Richards?
I've been sort of communicating...
I think it was live today, doesn't it?
It does. Actually, on their YouTube page, they've actually, on their YouTube channel, I should say, I'm going to share this later on after the show... They've put out the first episode of their web series, which is Her Story. And it looks at things from a women's narrative and also from a trans narrative as well. I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to see it.
I am too. I've been following it for quite some time, and I've been waiting to when it's going to come out.
I had the notification come through on my phone before, just before we started the show. So it's like, I want to watch it.
Well, we got to definitely push that onto the Facebook page so everyone can see
it. So we're going to push it out for you guys so you can watch it and see it and tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, definitely. Give us your feedback, your reviews.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to try and find our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy.
Nice.
And if you like it, then press the like button because we want to get as many likes on our Facebook page as what we possibly can.
All right.
Now, I was going to say, well, actually, tell you what, after the, we're going to have some messages in a second, then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you what I saw last night and what it meant to me and what it was just absolutely beautiful. Awesome. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Oh, God, you absolutely become a member. We want you to be
definitely
a member.
Definitely.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9 with Megan Smith and with Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
So,
now, do you know what I went and saw last night?
What did you go see last
night? So, last night, I got to see something which was just absolutely blew me away. I love cinema. I love movies and those kinds of things. I love sitting in a great big dark room with a great big massive screen and something really impressive on.
I know where you're going with this.
Where am I going? Where am I going, Michelle?
You're going talking about The Danish Girl.
I am going to talk about The Danish Girl.
Because I'm interested to actually get your opinion because I know we have, you know, sometimes we have mixed opinions on when it comes to, you know, transgender in roles and cis people playing transgender roles.
We do.
And I have seen it as well. I've seen the movie as well. Mm-hmm. So I have given a bit my feedback already. So I'm curious what your feedback is.
Okay, so... As I said, look, I see and I watch lots of films and lots of movies and I'm not a TV junkie by any stretch of the imagination, but I do like to go to cinema and sit down and watch a good film. Last night I saw, irrespective of the trans-related issues, if I was going to remove myself from that, but I saw one of the most beautiful pieces of cinema I think I've possibly ever seen. Mm. And I think it was just absolutely incredible, not only at what Eddie had done, but also the actress who played Gerda, which was Eddie's Lily's wife. Mm-hmm. It was just absolutely beautiful, both in terms of the direction, the acting, the characters, the costumes, also the photography of the as well, and the lighting, the score. It was all just the art direction, all of it is just absolutely pure gorgeousness.
I loved it.
And then on top of that, to have the trans narrative in the film, which has been so well portrayed, I was gobsmacked. I really was.
So going back to earlier comments we said about trans people playing trans roles, etc., what did you think of Eddie playing that role?
Now, I had to think about that because I'm there's obviously going around the world in the trans sort of media and those kinds of things. There's this thing called transface, which is a bit of a throwback to what's called blackface back mm-hmm. in the 1940s or whatever it was, 50s, where they wouldn't use African-American mm-hmm. movie stars. They'd just get, you know, regular right. white folk and paint their faces and skin black. So there was, yeah, so it's a bit of a smack back to that. But really, in this case, in this film, I believe, and I'm going in a limb here, having a cis actor was the right way to go. Now, there were trans actresses in the film, Rebecca Root.
Which trans man as well, yeah, in the background. A lot of trans yeah. actors in the background.
But Rebecca Root, she was actually a credited artist, credited actress in the film.
I think it was Jake Graff was one of the men in the room. Remember the staircase and stuff? He was in there as well.
Could have been, yeah.
Because there was quite a few of the actors and actresses who are trans mm-hmm. Were on a roadshow with the movie in the US and traveling with it when the premieres and stuff.
By far, it was possibly the best film. It is a best film. I cried. And there were some moments in the film for me as a trans person which were quite difficult to watch because they were so close to home. It really hammered at heart to me. But look, honestly, guys, it was seriously an absolutely beautiful piece of cinema. And I'd recommend that you go watch it. Seriously.
I think he really did actually portray the dysphoria quite well. I think he really did do his homework.
Yeah, what I actually heard that he actually did engage a lot with a lot of trans women in London to learn about the trans issues and what it's like being trans and those kinds of things. And he did his homework. Mm. And look, Michelle, seriously, Tom Hooper, the director. Tom Hooper, actually, he won an Oscar for The King's Speech back in 2010. And obviously Eddie won it back in 2014.
For The Theory of Everything.
And look, I really hope that he wins another Oscar again. I hope that the film gets Best Picture because, honestly,
my thing is I see a lot of different comments from different folks in the trans community around really going on about this whole trans face and trans whatever. And I really do recommend that people get past the whole, why didn't they bring in a trans actor? As we said, you know, this role definitely did require someone cis for the period that it was in. It definitely required someone cis to play
it
that role.
Required a cis person. But anyway, it was good. Anyway. So we got sunburnt the other day.
Yes, we did.
We went to
Midsummer Carnival.
Did you? I was going to kick. Did you kick around for tea dance afterwards?
No, I didn't.
I was thinking about, but I was so sunburned. I was so sore. I was so tired because I was lugging around a whole heap of camera gear, taking photos for Joy, and I just didn't kick around. I'm sorry. So I was going to go. I was really wanting to go to tea dance, but no, it didn't happen.
I know myself. I met up with the different groups. My friend Jason from the Equality Party went to his booth and caught up with them. Had a chat with them about things. Talked to our friends from
our friend Transgender Victoria. We saw them
at Transic Victoria. We talked to the folks from FDM Shed.
Yes.
There was Sensewide. We went and saw
working
Rebecca
out,
and them
yeah.
and working out.
Had a good chat to those folks.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different groups we caught up with and had a chat with. I was talking to Greta from Seahorse and talking about having them come in and have a chat with us sometime
soon. I think,
soon.
Yeah, I'd love to get those guys in.
It'd be great to have them in and have a chat with us. Yeah. So, people get grumpy about saying guys, but we don't mean it that way. You know, it's just how it is. That's just what people say.
We're just like that.
I get girlfriends of mine who are cisgender say dude. And like, that's the call each other. So I don't give a shit.
I get people at work calling me mate and it's just like, okay, whatever.
I don't care.
I'm a chick, they know I'm a chick, but they call me mate. I'm down with it. It's totally fine. So
you're in, you're hip. Ducka ducka. No,
waka waka waka.
Yeah, whatever.
Was that from a movie?
I'm just saying. That was like Austin Powers. I'm hip. I'm with it. Ducka like,
You got your mojo going.
Yeah, I got my mojo going.
So part of the 94 Days of Summer, Midsummer Carnival, there's some really good things. And we're going to talk about some of those shortly, actually. There's some really good events and we're going to quickly talk about those, and probably in a moment, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll quickly do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to play some messages.
Okay.
Okay. And a very quick song.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Midsummer Carnival.
And the different shows that we're actually interested in seeing.
Yes.
Awesome.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Michelle, once again, you have chosen another amazing mashup.
How great were they?
That is great. That is awesome.
I just, you know, seem to kind of play, like, the station seem to play a lot of the, just the same sort of tunes and whatever, and I'm going, you know, we really do great job, I
not
think.
Not here at Joy. We play great music here at Joy. But Chris, our music director, does a great job.
But we, you know, we really try to go on theme a bit of the night whenever we do music and stuff. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So we got a message. We did. Our message.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Dope mashup 10 for 10 from your resident wild child, Dylan. Hello. Thanks, Dylan.
Dylan, we love you.
So awesome. We're rocking Midsummer. We're talking about the shows that really stand out to us. And it's funny, we actually had a bit of a off-air back and forth on this one. I've actually been seeing some of the acts, and there's a lot of really good looking drag queen shows that are coming up here. Some of them really interesting. I definitely want to see Carlotta, Queen of the Cross.
Absolutely, yes.
Let's see, the Dolly Diamond, always loving her, having a chat and a yak with Dolly. Frock Hudson, Furlesque.
Oh, that's a good friend,
Dean. Oh, Dean is
Dean
awesome.
Dean is a classic.
yeah, I definitely have to see that one. Gender Spanner sounds interesting.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about, are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you sure? The brainchild of Melbourne artist Jessica McCurley. It just really sounds, it's an exploration of gender fluidity, a joyous and empowering burlesque cabaret that goes to the very core of what it is to be human. Not exactly trans, but I like the idea how it seems to be exploring a bit of that gender and who and what and how.
I like the sound of that.
That does sound
good. Yeah, that sounds pretty mad. I think you should watch that.
Let's see here. Now, you and I are actually going tomorrow night to go see...
Not tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night? No.
No, it's a couple of nights.
A couple of nights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to go see, what is it, Trevor Ashley and Liza's Back. It's broken! It's broken, guys. It's broken.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun to actually see that one.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
What else is there? There's so many different ones that really stand out to me. I like the ones where people are exploring a bit of the figure out who they are, about, you know, sexuality and family and relationship and what identity is. And that's the one, Acing and Views. That one looks good. That's a comedy.
Absolutely.
What else was the one in here?
Oh, Drag Nation, come on, because it's got trans.
Oh, you got to see that.
Go see Drag Nation. Drag Nation Australia, it's got trans men.
Now,
drag kings, I should say.
Now, you struggle. Like, I'm quite comfortable dealing with, like, having drag queens and stuff. And I find them, they've come from being really trashy to being a lot more glamorous than what they used to be.
Yeah.
Now, you do struggle with that a bit.
Yeah, I think it's really kind of, I don't know, like, I like drag queens and things like that. And I don't know, sometimes I find the audience reaction is probably sometimes a bit difficult for me because, you know, you get them up there cheering and carrying on. But in one sense, I sort of feel as a trans woman that it's sort of a bit difficult for me from personally where I sit because in one sense I feel as though I'm being mocked.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's
it'll be interesting.
I want to try and explore that a little bit more.
I would too.
Because that's really crazy. It's just like, well, how does that work?
And you know, and since we're coming in the show, we really can't delve in too much. But if anybody else actually struggles with that as well, please reach out to us on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. So facebook.com/transpositions on Joy. Also email transpositions@joy.org.au.
So we'd love to go and explore a bit of that. If anybody else has struggles with that or our thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, other shows I want to see. This one sounds good. Beyond Priscilla.
Yeah, we were talking about doing a road trip before. I think they'd be so mad.
It would be awesome. All You Need Is Love, which is a photo challenge. It's a challenge. It's a series that it's like, sorry, I can't even speak.
That's my trick, Michelle.
The photos challenge heteronormity perception of families. That's a big mouthful.
Okay.
But that looks really good. You know me, I'm big on families and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know? But then,
I think there's some absolutely amazing stories here, and you know.
But a lot of it around identity. You know, I don't see anything that stands out specifically as trans, but I'm definitely really big on picking out the ones in here that have to do a lot with identity and discovering who you are and your sexuality and even your gender. So it's really good to see that there's a lot of exploration in that.
Well, there's one here which is perfect for me. It's called The Dad Show.
What's that?
I'm going to go to The Dad Show.
I don't know if that's exactly what...
I'm a dad. I am a dad. I'm a woman as a dad.
Is that what we think it is?
I didn't know.
I don't know.
You daddies. Probably,
it's probably what it is. I don't know.
I don't qualify.
I'm trying to find it.
But yeah, definitely the girlish show. I want to go see that.
Okay, let's see.
But also, Rhonda's Fabulous Guide to Coutures of Arts is centered in Melbourne, the second act. That sounds really cool.
Melbourne's best queer artists performing live on stage with their dads. Okay, that is better.
Okay, so you finally got up to the dad show.
Okay, I did. I finally got there.
Because we're flipping through the program as we go along.
Well, we circled everything what we wanted to talk about.
I know. There's like so many good shows here. So like Midsummer this year, it's absolutely amazing. Tennille and the gang have done an absolutely fantastic job.
But there's so many different identities to identify as whatever. You know, like I go on the bear show on Monday mornings and I'm Mama Bear.
You know, I'm Mama Bear.
And so I recently learned so much about the different things like daddies and whatever. I'm going, what are you talking about?
It's like a great big learning exercise for you, Michelle.
Oh, come on. I've only been around for like 2 years in this community. It's been a learning experience.
It is a learning experience, indeed.
The Measure of a Man. That one looks good. If you're a trans man, I think that one sounds like a really good show.
We were talking about that off air, and that does sound really good.
How do you measure a man? Is it the way they walk? Is it the way they talk? Or is it the way they fuck? Oh, pardon me.
Michelle, we're not at 9 o'clock.
I'm reading what it said the thing, okay?
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I was reading and I slipped. So I apologize. Do they have to be hung, uncut, and thick? So it's or somewhere in between. It doesn't sound bad. Like in that context, it doesn't actually sound bad. But it's a really good explanation. Hey, that's in the magazine you pick up at the door.
I know. So. Look, guys, that sounds really good. So look,
Midsummer.
That's Midsummer. And you know what? That's the end of us for tonight.
It is the end of us.
Well, it is the end of us, actually, because it is now 7 minutes to 9. And coming very shortly is our wonderful guys here at Chatterbox and coming up straight after Transpositions.
Now, if you did miss the show, you can get us on our podcast on joy.org.au/transpositions or... You can get us on our podcast app on the Apple Store, which
Absolutely.
Downloads directly to your phone as soon as they're updated.
That's providing if you've got an iPhone or something
like that.
That's right. Also, you can email us during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au.
Your thoughts, your feelings, what you need, what do you want us to talk about? You want a date with Megan? Come on.
You want a date with Michelle? Come on. My God, Michelle, you've got these dulcet tones tonight and your voice is just flowing straight off your lips.
Is it? You like that?
It is so good. So, unfortunately, guys, it is the end of the night for us, and we do apologize. We've gone rather quickly. Then again, the hour does go rather quick. So,
but the music rocked. I was happy with that.
Yeah. So like us on our Facebook page if you want and do whatever. It's all kind of cool. We like really like hearing from you guys. And the Chatterbox guys are sort of waving their arms in the air. They're getting ready.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. So we've got some messages for you guys. And then we've got some Guy West, King of Wishful Thinking. We're out for tonight. Thank you so much, guys. And
good night.
We'll see you next week. You've been listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.